I'm Marco Werman with The World. Being a trillionaire is easy in Zimbabwe, but not for much longer. You see, the Zimbabwean dollar is worth very, very little. And the lower the value, the more you needed. So people ended up with trillion-dollar banknotes in their wallets. But starting Monday, Zimbabwe's government is phasing out its own currency. A range of foreign currencies will be accepted instead, including the U.S. dollar. I asked Knox Chitiyo about this change. He's an associate fellow at Chatham House in London and a Zimbabwean himself.
Well, I think this is really, in a sense, simply ratifying what's already been happening since 2009. Because in 2009, when the coalition government came in, the Zimbabwe dollar actually was dispensed with. And that's when we went to a basket of various currencies, primarily US dollar and South African rand. So this is really ratifying what's been happening. And a lot of people are still held on to their Zimbabwean dollars, partly because people have been uncertain as to whether or when there might be a return to the Zimbabwe dollar. And the second reason, building on that, is that I think it's a way for the central bank, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, to just reassure people that the Zimbabwean dollar is not about to return anytime soon.
So as you say, a range of other currencies, including the U.S. dollar, Chinese yuan, and South African rand will be accepted. That's already happening. How do people cope with managing multiple currencies in their daily lives?
Well, you know, I think one thing we could say, perhaps only half in jest, is that Zimbabweans, we're probably in a way now kind of some of the best accountants in the world, because what happened with our economic crisis since 2000 is that, you know, people really became extremely adept at coping with multiple economic challenges. And part of the challenges was dealing with different currencies. So people are already accustomed to dealing with multiple currencies. And actually, on the ground, when you're in Zimbabwe, of course, I'm a Zimbabwean myself, the general currency in use in Zimbabwe is the US dollar, and to some extent the South African rand, mainly used in the transport sector. But it's generally the US dollar.
I mean, you said Zimbabweans have gotten really skilled at kind of this international finance at a meta level. But if it were me, I mean, every time I'd be going to the store, I would be constantly thinking in terms of conversion.
At the moment, when it comes to, you know, basic groceries and so on and so forth, generally the currencies that are used will be the US dollar or the South African rand. It's really those two currencies which are in use. Occasionally, people may bring other currencies, and that's when things can be a little bit problematic, because not, you know, obviously not every store keeps a stock of various international denominations. So sometimes they may have to kind of do a kind of barter system.
So what's happening on Monday is really the final nail in the coffin of the Zimbabwean dollar, but it does mean the end of the 1 trillion Zim dollar note. That's pretty extraordinary.
Yes, I mean, that actually ended, I say, in 2009 when we started using the US dollars. But yes, this in a statutory form now ends the Zimbabwean dollar. And it does also, in a sense, end a lot of the kind of anxieties but certainly in the 2000s, it became very, very difficult for most people just to survive.
Knox Chitiyo with Chatham House in London. If you want to check out Zimbabwe's trillion-dollar banknotes before they're all gone, you can see them, but not spend them at PRI.org.